This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The first shipments of humanitarian aid have begun trickling into the Gaza Strip after a ceasefire ended an 11-day conflict between Israel and Gaza's Islamist rulers, Hamas. Meantime, both Israel and Hamas have claimed victory. There's an expectation that the ceasefire will stick for now, but unresolved issues remain, including an Israeli-Egyptian border blockade now in its 14th year that's choking Gaza's more than 2 million residents, as well as a refusal by the Islamic militant Hamas to disarm. U.S. President Joe Biden acknowledges there is no easy path to getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons, but reaffirms his ironclad commitment to the U.S. alliance with South Korea after talks with President Moon Jae-in. The IMF proposes a $50 billion plan to end the COVID-19 pandemic, aiming to expand global immunization drives, just as Latin America and the Caribbean pass 1 million deaths. Hundreds of Greek firefighters battle a forest fire near Athens for a third day in a row, but bring the main front of the blaze under control as weather conditions improve. Hackers have stolen data on about 4.5 million Air India passengers around the world in this latest breach reported by a major airline. After going through a series of name changes and much scientific and political discussion, the EU digital COVID certificate comes into use on July 1st. It will use data on coronavirus vaccinations, tests, and immunity to help usher in a return to summer tourism and non-essential travel across the 27-nation bloc. And the Eurovision Song Contest returns today to the Netherlands after a year off